afternoon. Today is Tuesday, April the 1st, April Fool's Day, 2014. Joining us this afternoon, the insurance doctor, Mr. Justice.
Good afternoon, Brian.
You survived through the first quarter.
Are you sure?
Okay, by appearances, he survived. Well, maybe he did. By appearances, maybe he didn't.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I wasn't looking at alive when we went into this thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can't even say what you start with, what you end up with. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time kind of getting an update on where we are with the closure of the first quarter with Obamacare, what is, what isn't. Steve and a couple of folks had an opportunity to meet with the congressman last week. We'll talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on there, some of the surprises and some of the unwindings and some of the things we ought to be concerned about or at least be knowledgeable of. And we'll do all that when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Steve Justice. I guess we can use that as the quote of the day, huh?
Which one?
The Winston jingle.
The Winston, absolutely.
Died since Grandpa died.
Yes, I'm trying to think of a way to mention the fact that your grandfather, Wendell Adams, who started this station, it was the one who wrote that jingle, and I knew the man, and he played the violin and all sorts of things. He's quite the fellow.
That's why we have a gold record out in the lobby, too. It's a real one.
How about that?
Yeah.
Great fella.
Too bad he didn't get paid for it.
But just think, he doesn't have to put up with all of these changes in health insurance.
Well, and it's a little bit of synergy, so I can draft off of him just a tad. Today starts year 33 of this show.
Really?
And you're here.
Well, that's
so how long... So does that make you feel old?
Well, that's how long I've been in this business.
Really?
Yes, but it's my second career. That's what's bothering me.
Oh, fair enough. All right, so now all the familial stuff is all taken care of.
Yeah, health insurance.
Yeah, without getting into the numbers and the numbers that were revealed and how many have signed up and was it a net figure or a gross increase and all that kind of, let the others talk about that stuff. From your perspective... Did it accomplish what it was initially presented as striving to try to accomplish?
No, or not yet. Choose one. We're left with such problems here in rural Northern California that it is a far cry from accomplishing what it means to accomplish. So this is not a political statement. I'm just not interested in the politics of it at this time. I'm interested in whether or not it works. And how people are left at the end of the day. And my concern is, and why I'm here today, is to talk about the jeopardy people have been placed in because of these changes.
Do most understand the exposure that they have?
Absolutely not.
Because I would think it's like anything else. You don't know about it until you need it.
Well,
and then you kind of go, oh. Okay.
You know, Brian, it has snuck up on us so that as agents, we didn't know it either. It was just very slowly revealed. So if you don't mind me just laying out the nub of this particular problem, and we're talking about individual policies only, and by that I mean the kind of insurance policy you would buy if you as an individual walked in off the street and said, I just want to insure myself or myself and my family, right? Not group insurance. Group insurance is fine. No need to be concerned about that. But individual policies, we have a tremendous network problem here. Another way to say that is a lot of doctors have decided not to participate.
So was that foreseen at all?
It was not. That's the problem, you see. We have two companies up here that currently are vending in this covered California exchange, inside and out, individual policies in our county. That would be Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield of California. Blue Shield of California is offering only an exclusive provider organization. Simply put, that means that if you're within that EPO network of theirs, you're covered according to their policy design. If you're outside of that network, you're not covered at all. Well, I'm sorry to say that none of the UC hospitals and Stanford, none of the Bay Area period is within that EPO network. So you understand, as insurance agents, we looked at that and we said, we can't in good conscience, you know, as professional people, put anybody in that EPO, but we're referred out to the Bay Area all the time. So this is just a terrible problem. So, but we looked at Anthem's provider network. It was given to us. I have it, hard copy. I can see everybody on it. The problem was it was erroneous. The problem also was that
Wrong or erroneous, false, in error.
It is hard to say whether or not somebody intentionally did that. I mean, over a period of time, you have to understand that coming into this, we're waiting for networks to be ample enough so that the state would say, all right, we're going to let you play in this business, and then we're going to approve your rates. I mean, it took all the way into November, really, to get anything shaped up with regard to all of that. So, you know, Anthem Blue Cross had simply said, we're going to use this network here. It's smaller than our large network, but it's a good network. It's good and solid. And, you know, they gave it to us, and it was. We had the practices and the doctors, specialists, et cetera, that we needed on it. Unfortunately, they had sent a letter to the physician saying, well, you know, we'll just keep you here in this network. You're already contracted with us, and, you know, you can opt out if you want. And somewhere toward the end of it, I suspect, in very small letters, it told them that they were taking another haircut of maybe 29% or something like that. In other words, their fees were being reduced again.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 3:19.
Sunshine for Humboldt. If you have a dog or plan to add one to your family, you'll want to know about the Humboldt Dog Obedience Group, or HumDog for short. HumDog, a nonprofit organization, began in 1978 and is run by 50 volunteers. Its purpose is to teach dogs good citizenship. HumDog conducts classes nearly every Monday evening throughout the year at Redwood Acres. There are puppy training classes, basic training for dogs over 6 months old, and more advanced classes. The modest fees are used to pay the rent and professional trainers. Each session lasts an hour. HumDog also puts on two annual events, the Dog Expo in March and the Dog Agility Trial in August. Both draw crowds of dog lovers. For those who apply for funds to spay or neuter their dog, HumDog has a special fund that may be able to help. See their website, www.humdog.org. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good...
Number Uncle
Good
Bill.
Afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Steve Justice about Obamacare. So, Steve, you guys had the opportunity to sit down with the congressman last week. What kind of consensus? Was there anything that he came to any kind of resolution about or any information? Because I was thinking about the show a little bit this morning. Think, well, where's the state insurance commissioner? If we've got these problems here, I would think that we're not the only communities in the state that are in this kind of scenario. Where's the state insurance commissioner as we're trying to implement Obamacare-California version?
One of our state representatives from Rockland actually is introducing legislation regarding these very things. And just returning to our Congressman Jared Huffman, we did meet with him. Of course, his concern is for his own district, and he's a federal lawmaker, so then this is a state affair. However, he's extremely, extremely concerned. Now, I've never met Congressman Huffman before, but I will say I admit to being a naive, so I am easy to fool. But I take this guy to be completely sincere. He was extremely concerned at the issues that we brought to him. He thanked us. We're the first ones to actually talk to him in his district about how people are being affected and perhaps bankrupted or perhaps even lose your life, for heaven's sakes, because you can't get care. We are preparing some narrative reports for him with some other points, and he has promised us he's going to call the commissioner, insurance commissioner of the state of California, as well as Anthem, Blue Cross of California, Anthem being a national company, he can do that. He intends to turn up the heat as much as possible. He was there with his area representative, John Driscoll, who was taking notes, and after the meeting continued by saying, look, we're very, very interested in helping as much as we can. The man realizes his constituents are in a bad way. Many of you out there, you don't even know what's happening to you. And I'd like to address that, Brian, if I may. Yeah, you see, the thing is about... Again, this is not political statements. This is the process. Some of this is unintended consequences. So I don't mean to throw rocks at anybody. But, you know, this whole Pathway Network thing, that's Anthem's network, is called Pathway. And we're putting people into Anthem because they had out-of-network coverage and they had a, you know, their network was ample when we started. But it shrunk when doctors figured out how much of their reimbursements were going to be cut again. And that they couldn't possibly keep their offices open on that little money, they began to withdraw from the provider network. So we don't have doctors to go to. In fact, and here's a serious thing, the law, the Affordable Care Act, says that the network inside the California Exchange must be the same network offered outside of the California Exchange, so that if you're not somebody who's eligible for a subsidy, or somebody going through Covered California, if you're somebody who merely comes into my office and says, I don't qualify for help from the state, but I need an insurance policy, you're going to get the same network, face the same problems. But there's something worse. Because of the Affordable Care Act rules, the law itself, you may have had an individual policy last year, but if you've purchased a policy since mid-2010, or if it's substantially changed, you've changed it in some way, you're not eligible to grandfather it and keep it. Consequently, at the beginning of the year, you receive a letter saying your policy doesn't comply with the federal law, we're canceling it, and you're being given a new policy. They call that mapping. You're a map to an ACA policy. Well, all of a sudden, without you knowing it, because nobody's told you, you ended up with this Pathway network, and a lot of your doctors will not see you. You will have out-of-network coverage only, which sometimes may be worth 30 or 40% of the bill. They may pay that much on it. But the exposure is tremendous. The out-of-pocket for out-of-network charges, for instance, is almost $20,000. A lot of people can be hurt.
Say that again?
$20,000. That's 1,000 times 20, Brian.
I got the dollars I registered with.
That's when you woke up, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying that the company won't take over paying at 100%. You'll be paying 60 or 70 or percent of the bill, perhaps, until you're out of pocket. You've paid $20,000 on top of your premium, which is already higher with fewer benefits, even if you have a network doctor. So there are people who, in good faith, have kept their insurance, have allowed themselves to be mapped into the Affordable Care Act, who have no idea that their doctors may no longer be part of this network.
So what does somebody do in that kind of situation if they don't have access to their doctors? And I imagine the doctors are in a tough spot, too, because they still have the Hippocratic Oath. But somewhere in there it doesn't say, we'll go to the poorhouse, or we'll have to shut our doors to provide. I mean, it's still
no. That is,
they're in business.
You've got it. What can we do?
So yeah, are they? They're in this crosshair also, I would think.
Well, they are. There's some kind of perception out there on the part of people who pass laws that doctors are bottomless pits of money, and we could just keep shaving their reimbursements. There is a joke among physicians that says this. If somebody walks in with Medi-Cal, give them a $50 bill and send them to the doctor down the street. It's cheaper. They can't afford to pay their bills and keep their doors open. Doctors are not rich, especially general practitioners, do not make the money that people think they make. And they're some of our best and brightest, and they've some that have given most to our community.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30. We'll be back with more from Steve Justice.
Introducing Tapas and Tinis in the Sunset Restaurant at Sherry Heights Casino. Spring is here, so on your way home from the beach, come check out the sunset. Restaurant doors will be opening an hour earlier, offering a small plate, tapas, menu available at a discounted price from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Signature martinis will be reduced to $7, and happy hour also applies with dollar-off drafts and wells. Also, make sure to check out the new spring menu for an amazing dinner, available starting at 5 p.m. daily. The Sunset Restaurant at Sherry Heights Casino, just off the 101 in Trinidad.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. I almost broke out into happy birthday, and then that didn't make any sense. Happy, and there's no happy, there's no good happy anniversary song. I've come to that conclusion.
Yes, and I hope Angie's not listening to this. Well, I'm not quite sure what you're saying.
Well, the show being.
Oh,
and the Winston
Jingle
being.
33 years old.
But there's, you know, it should be an anniversary. It's not a birthday. But there's no happy anniversary song, so I can't sing it. I'm tempted to anyway.
God is good.
Yeah, yeah.
The people
blessings,
listening are grateful.
Blessings abound. So, Steve, what is the current status with ACA or Obamacare at this point? They said things are shut down, except if you started doing something. For those that may have started and got lost, frustrated,
yeah,
didn't complete, how do they know that that started, and how do they find out, and where do they turn on that one?
They can call us, or any certified agent. When I say us, I mean agents. I'd love to have you call me, but call any certified agent. There's lots of good agents around that are certified. But, we received a release last night. Yesterday, of course, being the last day, we had people climbing in our windows, beating down the doors, the phone wouldn't stop ringing, you know, all of this last-minute stuff, and the website wouldn't work. So after spending hours waiting for Covered California to answer, we talked to a nice fellow down here, nice folks, you know, their hands are tied, and he admitted that they couldn't use their website either. It wouldn't work. It was plugged. It was flooded. Too many people trying to use it. Well, they issued something last night along the lines of what the president had said. If you have started an online application and gotten through the page of personal demographics that has listed everybody's name.
So your name is there.
Just so your name is there, and then saved and exited. If you've gotten no farther than that, then it constitutes an honest goodwill try on your part, and you have another 2 weeks to finish it. Or if you filled out a paper application and you have a fax confirmation of that going into Covered California by 11:59 last night, then you have 2 more weeks to finish it. They are also going to begin, I suspect you'll see that here in your communications with Covered California, Brian, to ask people to please come to their insurance agents to get that done in the next 2 weeks. They're actually trying to send people to us now to get it all cleaned up.
Well, so, I've not gotten any kind of indication.
Well, I just put you on notice.
Well, yeah, but I don't see your
wall. I'm not going to pay you for
your
it.
Your wall is pretty darn thin there, buddy.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So there's still a time deadline on this. It's not going to
be. 2 more weeks. April the 15th is the new drop dead date.
So ironic in many forms.
I'm.
Yeah.
No comment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're in, you're in. And if you're out?
You're going to wait till open enrollment.
So there's no option to go outside the network?
No, of course not.
So what do you do?
No, since it's guaranteed issue, I mean, it's bold enough to say that we have these open enrollment periods. People that with any kind of medical conditions can sign up with no questions asked. You have to put some limits on it. Otherwise, people merely wait until they have their next bill come in and sign up, then drop it and sign up again when their next appointment's coming around. I mean, that obviously doesn't work. So what do you do? Good question. We've been enrolling people for Medi-Cal as well, you know, people that don't qualify for the exchange because of income. What do? Well, you tough it out, I guess, like you always have. I don't know. It's a bleak situation.
Are other states in the same boat as California?
Yeah, but every state has has options, even within, if they've chosen to build an exchange, they've got options within it. As far as I know, Oregon has yet to take any applications on their online system. It hasn't worked at all from the beginning.
Yeah, keep hearing those issues over and over and over.
Well, ours has had a very tough time because of volume, but it is working.
It's interesting you say volume, and you know, the figures at least that are being reported say 7 million out of 300 million. The percentage is so low, you would think that they would have built this thing to be able to handle, what's that, 5% of the population, 6% of the population?
I mean, it's fairly complicated. It is not
only... No, I did that wrong, 2.5% of the population.
Okay, but it's not only getting the application. So even if you're successful, if the website will take it, then Covered California adjudicates it, says, yes, you qualify for this or that, sends it on to the insurance company. I can tell you, Anthem, for instance, had all of these patches there, all of these... it was supposed to be automatic, so it was sent from Covered California, went through their system, everything was just done by computer, and you were billed, and it was, none of them worked, none of them. So big surprise to Anthem, all of a sudden they had piles and piles of applications. In January, they received more individual applications than they did in the year 2013. They're hiring people to input them, and mistakes are made, and it's been so confused.
Could it have been worse?
Well, yeah, I'm sure it could have been worse. I'd have to think about it, however. I mean, this was pretty dreadful.
So folks that are in challenging situation, a good percentage don't realize that they are. Those that have signed up, are they getting what they thought?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so there's a dissatisfaction at that level. Is this going to be another one of those where they take an Etch-a-Sketch, shake it, and start all over again? Is this just an interim onto another something?
You know, we were due for our next open enrollment for an effective date of January the 1st, and that open enrollment was supposed to start on October 1st. You know, so it was going to remain open until March 31st of the first year, then start, then it would be October 1st to December the first week or whatever, each year succeeding. But for some reason, and I haven't been able to understand why, the open enrollment doesn't start until the second week of November or something like that. I'm trying to come up with a correlation. Oh, yes, elections. So anyway, we're going to have a really short window to get people in next year, and I suppose they're going to extend that too. So, I mean...
On the backside.
I suppose. I don't know that. You can't know anything.
So no certainty yet.
Oh, there's no certainty, no.
The feds don't know what's going on. The states don't know what's going on.
They're making it up as they go along. I mean, this is the biggest thing that's happened to us in a long time, so it's not like it was ever going to be easy. No, they're making decisions as they go, and I'm sure they're doing their best to make the decisions for the good. There are a lot of unintended consequences that have to get dealt with, but it's very, very hard. Let me warn you also, I'd like to talk about Humboldt Medical Specialists for a moment.
Do we have Why don't we take a break and then we'll come back?
All right, let's do that. That's important.
It's 3:43.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 3:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Steve Justice. Steve, you were about to share about the local medical group and the impact.
Well, Humboldt Medical Specialists is part of the Sisters of Orange. So Humboldt Medical Specialists here, comprised of all specialists, of course. Not all specialists in the county, but their practice are specialists, is not contracted with Anthem and their Pathway Network, period. And because they're part of what is known as the Heritage Foundation, which are the specialists throughout the Sisters of Orange at different hospitals throughout the state, Anthem is not offering them a contract, right? So here we have, the last time I asked for a number, I think Dr. David O'Brien, our new CEO at the hospital, told me it was 40 and climbing. So a large share of our specialists in this county belong to Humboldt Medical Specialists, and they are out of network with Anthem Blue Cross. That's a terrible thing. Where do we go to get that kind of care? Do we have to go to Santa Rosa to find somebody, for instance? I mean, how do you do that with a knee replacement and then drive back home? I mean, this is incredibly burdensome. Now, I will say that, let me just include that St. Joseph Hospital itself does not have a contract with Anthem Blue Cross at this point.
And that
you
means
understand?
What?
Well, that means that if you're there, you're out of network. And supposedly, you're going to be reimbursed maybe about 30 or 40% of that bill.
But you got to upfront it?
Well, perhaps, but they're not doing that. The hospital has been billing as regular and trying to get this worked out. Now, I've been speaking with Dr. O'Brien weekly, and he's a great fellow. I'm just very, very happy that we have him here in our county trying to take care of the hospital and, by extension, all of us. I mean, he was a private practitioner here for some time. But I spoke with him again today, and he tells me that the Sisters of Orange are in negotiations with Anthem Blue Cross, and the ball's back in Anthem's court. They want to get it signed. So Dr. O'Brien is doing everything he can. Now, he is a goodwill man, and the hospital is our regional hospital, really. I mean, it is our bigger hospital. They're doing everything they can to get that contract taken care of. And I do believe that that's going to happen. But in the meantime, how many people are going to get hurt? If so, who's going to take the hit? Is Anthem going to step up to the plate? I hope our congressman helps us with that. I mean, the hospital shouldn't have to take the entire hit and be scalped for all of this stuff. I mean, it's just very, very difficult, but we'll see. But on the other side of things, Humboldt Medical Specialists, I mean, it's terrible. Well, among other things, it doesn't comply with the provisions of the Affordable Care Act that says you have to have so many of these and so many of these and so many of these in any given area. We are out of compliance.
It'll be interesting to see how this all comes together. Updates?
Come together?
Well, okay. Come closer?
Do you know the word Diablo means one who divides and tears apart? This is the devil in the details right here, and we are in bad shape.
Hopefully something will start to happen.
You can call me gloomy. Just call me.
Okay. 822 Pabucket.
Oh, that's it.
Thanks for coming by, Steve.
Thank you.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug somebody you love. See you tomorrow.